Talk Breakfast. The kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Radio City Talk.
Let's focus in on the Everton general meeting, which took place last night at the Philharmonic. And all too often, we're talking about these meetings and reflecting on them with a little bit of sort of weariness as a war of words generally happens. But last night, it just seemed a whole load of positivity came out of this meeting at the Philharmonic Hall. Let's catch up with event promoter and Everton fan Tony Morell. Morning, Tony.
Morning, Steve. You okay, mate?
Yeah, it seemed like everyone was on quite a positive perch last night.
Well, looking at it, Steve, to be fair, mate, I didn't go myself, but, you know, it's good to see people who've attended. And in the past, you don't really get as much feedback as you wanted. And last night, I mean, as you can see by social media, and a couple of people I know that went, he just said everything that obviously the club spoke about, it's what us, the fans, want to hear. You know, I mean, the most important thing we all know is that we do need a new stadium and we've got to move with the times. Unfortunately, you know, Goodison, it's fallen apart, but that was great to hear last night that it wasn't the news that we all wanted, that it was a done deal and whatever, but we're moving in the right direction and, you know, fingers crossed it can all be put together in the next couple of months.
Well, it appears it's only a few months away from being confirmed from what was said. I mean, if you've got the mayor talking about building a brand new train station outside what should be the location for the new Everton ground, you're quite a way down the line with this, aren't you?
Well, yeah, I mean, Steve, you know, quite a lot of, you know, a lot of people know exactly where the location is, and to be honest, it's you know, it's ideal. You know what I mean? It's right on the waterfront. You know, and if we're building a new station, all the transport, and you know, you've got the, I'm sure to God there'll be a new ferry terminal put in. You know, not so far down from the stadium. You know, the new station. You know, you've got road access and stuff like that. So, you know, we're going in the right direction. We're not falling behind. You know what I mean? You know, Machiri's come in, and not like past, you know, it's one of those, he's put his money where his mouth is, and I think it's, you know, Everton are a club now where, you know, we're starting to be a club that's doing things, we want the best, you know what I mean, and, you know, we're not there yet, you know, we've still got a long way to go, but, you know, this fella who's come in, I think he's the real deal, and, you know, we've got to give him time, and I know he's cleared a bit of debt and stuff like that, you know, fingers, me that goes off to him.
Should this be confirmed in the next few months that it is the Bramley Moor dock where they're going to build this stadium, will you have that sort of feeling of it was worth the wait, it was worth the 15 years of all this horrendous sort of harassment and chat about, you know, Everton going to Kirby and everywhere else?
Steve, to be fair, like I say, you know, you ask most Evertonians, you know, Goodison's, you know, it's been there for how many years, you know, it's always been part of our history, and you don't want to move, you know what I mean, you want to try and build on it, but at the end of the day, it's falling apart, and you've got to move with the times. We don't want to be falling behind, you know what I mean? So for us, as a football club, we've got to move with the times. And like I say, with Machiri coming in, you know, we can hopefully move on, because like I say, there was a couple of big, you know, talking points last night, and, you know, the one we all wanted to hear was, you know, it's confirmed that the stadium deal's done, that's where we're going, we're going to start building and whatever. And but, you know, the things that they did confirm, that's like the big commercial side of things, you know, the two big deals, you know, with the 75 million for the new title of Finch Farm and the Academy. You know, it's just stuff like that where you think, wow, that wouldn't have happened how many years ago, you know what I mean? Commercially, we were behind, but now you can see where we're going forward, and that's what we need. We're Everton Football Club, you know what I mean?
Yeah, this £75 million commercial deal, so this is for the club's shirt and the training ground as well. And I think it's fair enough to say that Everton fans probably feel they've been left behind in recent years when they've looked across at deals that Liverpool are conducting, or Manchester United or Chelsea, which have been sort of tens, hundreds of millions of pounds more. But this is quite a significant leap, isn't it?
Yeah, but it brings revenue in for the club. And like I say, I can't stress enough, we've been left behind. But even like the value on the club shirt sponsor increased by 300%. That's good business, simple as, you know, and in the past, we, like I say, we fell behind, and it's now we're moving forward, and I can see what, like, obviously, Steve Walsh and Ronald Koeman are doing, and it does get frustrating at times when things don't go well, and listen, we need to bring players in, and we all know that, but as a club, moving forward, we're moving in the right direction.
Yeah, Everton haven't confirmed whether it's Chang who will still be that shirt sponsor, so watch this space. One of the brilliant things on the fan front is the season ticket prices. It's always a bugbear for fans, isn't it? But Everton have really gone out on the ledge here. I mean, they've basically, they've put a maximum season ticket price of £565, which means that tickets will cost no more than £30 a game. Now, that is fair.
No, it is, Steve, but you know what, though, as well? I mean, we've had this, I mean, it was ongoing, you know, with the ticket prices last season, and it's good to see that our club can actually do that for our fans. And I'm not being, you know, all clubs have got great fans and a great following and stuff like that. But even for like under 25s, you know, they've capped it at 20, it works out to £20 a game. You know, some people have got young families and stuff like that. So you want the Joe Public going the game. You don't want to be priced out. It's all corporate and all this. You know, it's just, it's good that the club can see that, you know, it's the fans that make the club just as much, you know what I mean? So it's good that they can put this cap on it for us, the fans.
Yeah, they put a few stats down as well about the number of young fans, and it seems like Everton are quite concerned about making sure young supporters, Tony, have access to the games.
Well, this is it, Steve. You know, it's the young supporters that will make the club in years to come. It's them who've gone from being a kid. Or, you know, if you can't go to the game, if it's like £55, £60 a ticket, you know, like some clubs do charge, you know, so it's... It is good on that front.
Do you feel excited from what you heard last night? Was it giving you a newfound belief, Tony?
It is, Steve. I mean, in the past, it's always been, you know, it's been one of those. It's false pretense all the time. And I mean, look what happened down with the Echo Arena is now. We could have had that for, you know, I can't remember the exact price, but that would have been an ideal location. And it was all like, oh, it's going to happen, we're going to move on, and we're going to go to the next level. And it just got chipped off, and we were like, you know what, this is, when's it going to come like for Everton? Who's going to come? We're talking Everton Football Club, who's going to come in? You know, you're seeing all these other clubs being bought up, and, you know, these owners coming in and pumping all kinds of money in. And now this fella's coming, and he's talking the talk, and it's good to see that. What his plans and stuff like that, you know, what he's got in place. And for me, what he's saying, we don't want to be a museum, we need to be competitive and we need to win. That's coming from his mouth, you know what I mean? And you want an owner, someone who's pumping that money in, he wants to see something back from it, and he can see from, you know, the club itself. And we just don't want to be left behind, Steve. And it looks good on the Everton front at the moment.
He's saying all the right things. And last night, a little bit of sour news last night was obviously the confirmation on Yannick Bolasie. He faces that year out from now. I think everyone knew at the time it was a bad injury, Tony.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he's been hot and cold, Bolasie. And do you know what, though? When he's on song, he can be a beater, you know what I mean? But, I mean, it's weird. Any player that's out for that long length of time, it's sad to hear. Like, but hopefully, I mean, Ronald Koeman can, you know, have a little bit of money now in the next 3 or 4 weeks to go out. But we all know you're going to spend more in January on players. But we need a few players to come in. I think every Evertonian knows that. And hopefully Ronald and Steve Walsh can work together. And hopefully this kid who's coming from Charlton, this Luchman, he looks the real deal. But listen, it's totally different from League One and the Championship coming into the Prem.
The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall on Radio City Talk.